Hello, and welcome to Create Belonging. This is the podcast where we explore the world through the lens of belonging. My name is Matteo, and I am extremely grateful that you're here today, and I'm happy to be here as well. And this is our first episode after a long hiatus. If you want to know more about the reasons why it took me this long to publish this episode, then I'll ask you to head back to the previous episode, which is a short 5-minute mini episode where I talk about where I've been and where I think the show should be going. It's great to be back. You may say that this is like a new season of Create Belonging, and I never thought about having seasons, so sure, why not? Welcome to the new season of Create Belonging. Okay, so let's get into the episode. My guest today is Christine Grimsdotter. And as you will hear, she is originally from Iceland, but she has been living many, many years here in Sweden. And she is somebody who lives in accordance to her values. This strong desire to live by her values led her to one day quit her job and cycle all across Europe for over 100 days just by herself. Her story is actually well collected into a memoir that she published, which is cleverly titled Real. And this is probably how I would describe her the best. Christine is somebody who is real. I am so happy about this conversation that, in fact, I decided to split it into two different episodes. The first episode, Christine and I, we sit down and we talk about the book You Belong by Sebony Selassie. Now, I've mentioned this book before in my podcast, and this is perhaps my favorite book on the topic of belonging that gets you to really understand what belonging is, what it isn't, and how we should all be thinking about belonging as the idea that true belonging can only be possible when we accept ourselves before we could accept others. So just to start you off, you should know that we're talking about the book, and I kind of use this as a vehicle to get me podcasting again. Basically, I said, would you mind coming on the pod and talking about this book? There was also a way for us to have a solid starting point to get right into the topic of belonging and how this book really is just a great way to wrapping your head around what great belonging is about. And then in part two, we actually follow this conversation. We get to talk about authenticity and how authenticity really is the byproduct of living a life of true belonging. And just before I get into the conversation, I just want to say that, yes, I will be publishing parts one and two very close to each other, if not on the same day, within days of each other. And these two episodes really helps us to set up to the much-awaited conversation I had with Sebony Selassie almost a year ago. And now it's my turn to introduce to you the wonderful Christine Grimsdotter for part one of our two-part conversation. Okay, so hi, Christine. It's nice to have you here at Great Belonging.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really a pleasure.
I wanted to ask you a question that I ask most of my guests is, can you please describe yourself in a way that you like to be described?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question. I think I also tend to ask that question, and I think it's also very hard to answer that question and every time. So I think I'll take it in the moment, kind of, because I try not to put labels on myself yet. I like, in the moment, I feel most as a mother, I guess, and a partner, but I'm also in the state of being a founder right now. So that's kind of the roles I have at the moment. But in general, I'm more of a curious human being. I truly care about other people and planet. So everything I do, I try to understand how we can have a positive impact. And that has been a journey of about 15 years of digging deep into human behavior and psychology and neuroscience, even though I'm an engineer educated in the background. So it's a complicated question. I don't have like an easy answer, but that's kind of where I am right now, I guess.
I think you've answered it beautifully. I mean, you're hitting on the fact that we are never the same person at every single moment.
Exactly.
There are many sides to an individual. And so I think you did capture it quite well. I think you went with a definition that's true to you right now, which is being a mother. I think that's super important. So you did touch on that you are a curious person and that you're an engineer. One of the things I love about engineers is that they're problem solvers, usually. I mean, engineering problems by themselves are, you know, very hard to tackle. And the world we see around ourselves is pretty much the product of engineering in one way or another. The other thing that you mentioned is that you're curious. Curious is one of the gateways to belonging. Mm. So one of the ways we find our belonging is through engaging our curiosity. Mm. You are indeed a very curious person. And when we met not so long ago, I instantly felt a connection and I could see a sparkle of curiosity in you. And I thought, okay, you definitely have to read this book, You Belong by Sebony Selesi. Mm. This book changed fundamentally the way I see belonging. In many ways, it also described many of the feelings I already had about belonging. So as we start this conversation around this book, I wanted to start off by asking, I mean, what caught your eye of this book? Now, first question probably would be, do you usually take book recommendations by people that you just meet?
I do, but I haven't read a whole book for a very long time, to be honest. I've started a lot. Like I say, I'm a mother of four children right now and starting a company. And I would love to read more, but I don't. So this is actually the first book I read in the entire book in a pretty long time.
Right.
And I did it right away. And I think because it really kind of also resonated with me. I started actually texting you when I was like only a chapter into the book. And I said like, I'm probably not fair because I'm extremely biased because she seems to be so like me that we're too connected to kind of give a fair judgment. But I guess that's also because the topic is extremely interesting and she puts it into a perspective that it really, really resonated with me. So I'm so happy to be able to kind of discuss that here and dig deeper.
Yeah, I think I also found maybe it's the way it's written or just the approach to belonging that I also felt instantly connected to the author. Mm. And I had the pleasure of interviewing her as well for the podcast. And this is a black woman, a person of color, lives in New York City, completely different background, completely different upbringing. And yet I feel connected to her, her story and how she discovered belonging. And part of it has to do with the fact that she grew up as a third culture child. She's not currently living in the milieu where, you know, her parents came from. And I resonated with that as well. And I know a little tiny bit about your background. And so where are you from originally?
So originally I'm from Iceland. So I also see with that, even though I've not lived in that many countries as you have, I've also had the background of moving a lot. I think I've counted probably 17 addresses in the past 17 or 18 years.
Yeah.
And even more like if since I was born. So I also understand that kind of going along and navigating in chains and what that has an impact on you.
Yeah, which is one of the things that happens in the book, which is you learn that belonging is not connected necessarily to a place.
No.
And so by moving around, you kind of, that lesson is quickly learned.
Yeah.
And you find yourself trying to find belonging, even though you know you don't have a physical place to cling on to.
Yeah.
So
and can I just add on that? Because it came so clear to me, actually. It was about 10 years ago when I kind of gave up everything, my job and my home here in Stockholm, and I biked alone through Europe. And I think one of the most common questions I got, like, aren't you lonely? You're like alone out for like months. And it was so remarkable. I never felt I was alone. I always felt I belonged wherever I was. And it's pretty remarkable when I look back that I had this feeling all along. But I think you also said it, like, yeah, I belong nowhere and I belong everywhere.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the beauty of it. You just belong, as she talks about in the book.
Exactly. So what did you like about this book? I know it's a very simple question, but I'm sure that we could use it as a drop-off point for many things. So,
I mean, there are many things I could kind of pick out, but in general, there was so much focus on, if you can say, the kind of depth and the vibration and like almost the kind of spirituality. It's about self-awareness and about presence and more accepting and allowing us to remember and feel that we do belong. Because that really kind of caught me in the beginning. So talked about we do belong, and that's kind of the title of the book. And then how you feel or you sense that you belong, that can be totally different. So even though you belong, you can feel as you don't belong. And I think this is kind of the part I have been digging into too a lot, like, why do we sense that we belong or not? But if we can now just allow it to go and we go into presence and we kind of are aware of our bodies, it becomes so clear in the kind of space of gratitude that we do belong. So I really love that aspect of it, that it's not kind of 10 ways to belong or selling you an argument how you should do or anything. It's just more kind of leaning into the acceptance and seeing you who you are and loving you as you are, and opening up that space that you are enough, you are good, you're exactly where you should be.
Of course, yeah, and this book really challenges you to not shy away from the discomfort of those moments that you feel like you don't belong. But it gives you that almost assurance that even when you feel like you don't belong, you belong.
Yeah.
And in many instances, she breaks down the word belonging as belonging.
Yeah.
So it's a longing for being.
Yeah.
And I think there's something so powerful about that human need that we have. It is human to belong. It's almost both a need and a fact that everybody belongs. So one of the things that caught my eye is it's about the paradox of belonging and about two truths, how we are all the same, but yet we're all different. I wanted to know how you resonated that paradox.
I think I actually wrote it down here, exactly how she phrased it, but because it also caught me. So it's like, although we're not one, we are not separated. And although we are not separated, we are not the same. And it was kind of a theme that came throughout the book. I really loved it as well. And I think it goes into kind of my work right now. It also comes when you say, like, to be longing, when you split it up. Because your longing is something like you long to be. And when you follow that, it's the word lustfylld in Sweden. It's more, I think it's kind of following your longing and how that brings you to authenticity. And when you're authentic, that's really in that space you feel a sense of belonging to yourself. And it's there you can connect to other and feel the sense of belonging to others, even though you belong at all times. So, I mean, the belonging is your kind of needle or your compass to authenticity.
I wanted to interrupt a little bit the conversation because I think Christine made such an amazing observation right then that it's worth highlighting and underlining twice. She said that belonging is like your needle or your compass towards authenticity. And now this is a little bit foreshadowing part two of this conversation, but just think about that for a minute. It is in our search for belonging that leads us to live more authentic lives. And I think this is a reoccurring theme here in Great Belonging, that the quest to belong also leads us to live more authentic lives. So I just wanted to highlight that, and I think it's worth mentioning it. And if that really sparked your curiosity, head over to part two. Now let's get back to the conversation.
So when you go into here, we are not one, we're not separated, and that comes that we are just energy. He talks about that as well, that we radiate energy at all time, and energy goes to kind of, we are built out of atoms, and that's kind of all that is. So in that way, we are one, but still we are separated. I mean, I'm here, you were there. We can make a kind of distinction. So even though we're not separated as a matter, we are still unique. I mean, you have your experiences and you have your DNA, and that is making you you. And you have your values, and you have your state of being. That is also different from time to time and makes you kind of the complexity of being a Matteo. So I really love this. And also that we are always connecting kind of with our energy. So your state of being is affecting me, and there's kind of a matter here in between. So I find it so true, and it's beautifully put.
Yeah, the author, Stephanie Celesi, she's very... She studied Buddhism. She has a master's in East... East religion, and from the University of McGill. So she really is influenced by Buddhism, but there is something very universal and truth about that, how we are all one, but we cannot just leave it at that, because then you're actually neglecting an important part of yourself, which is you yourself as an individual, your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, and who you are. And that is also very important for belonging. So what happens is usually in society, most people are stuck in the relational, not the absolute belonging, which is when we're all one and we're all made of atoms, so we're all interconnected and interdependent. But a lot of people are stuck in on the other side of the spectrum, which is that individual belonging. So it's I am unique and I am separate from everybody else. And so we're all in our own little bubbles. And I think what this book does, it kind of bridges that gap between the two. It gives you strength to wrestle with that discomfort, because it is discomfort.
Yeah, it is discomfort, yeah. And I think it's so clear. I mean, we see so much pain in the world due to the disconnection between people, and that you feel that you don't belong. And the sense of rejection is extremely painful when you're rejected because you don't... when you don't kind of belong. And I love also, I'm not sure if it was described here, but the opposite of belonging then is to fit in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us try to fit in and kind of amend or fix our personalities or whatever is needed to be part of some kind of group, where we kind of believe that we need to do that to fit in. And that also causes pain.
Yeah, and by fitting in also means that you're letting go of certain parts of who you are.
Yeah.
So you're almost rejecting parts of you, who you are, for being able to, as you say, fit into. But that is not a pathway to belonging by any means. Yeah, I think it was Brené Brown who talks about the difference between fitting in and belonging. Mm. Yeah, you're so right in that a lot of the ailments and a lot of the problems that we see in today's is people are stuck in this, they're forgetting how connected, interconnected and interdependent we are as a species. And at the same time, we need to wrestle with the fact that we are independent, and that we need to first deal with our own and find our own self of belonging. I think you mentioned it earlier, that about the idea of being comfortable who you are, wrestling with different parts of who you are, in order to then being able to relate to others from a place of true belonging, rather than from a place of I'm just trying to fit in, I'm giving you just a version that I think you're going to appreciate, rather than no, I'm confident in who I am, and I am not dependent whether you accept me or not. I accept myself first and foremost. And so, which leads me also to part of the work that you're doing right now is and you're also focusing on starting with the self and working with that in order to be able to relate from a place of more authenticity to others, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So has this book impacted you on your current journey, on the way you're structuring your business, or has it if anything propelled it, or have you found any new source of inspiration, or how does this book impacted the work that you're doing?
I think it gave me a lot of strength to kind of continue on the journey I am right now. Like I've talked about in the beginning with the curiosity. So I probably since I was really young started, but really in a concrete way the past 15 years, I have been exploring really why do we do what we do, and how does what we do and the decisions we make have an impact on the world around us? And I'm now creating a solution that I think many people find controversial, and talking about facilitating sense of belonging and designing contexts where we can understand why we kind of feel what we feel towards others. And as you talked about in the beginning, there is a difference between that we always belong and then we can feel the pain when we kind of rationalize through it, and that tells us that we don't belong. So yes, I have been I've been exploring this with myself for so many years, and practicing what we call here for authenticity. So understand really our values and how that comes out in our actions, and always navigate so it lies in an alignment. And actually just earlier today, I made another decision to take the insecure, risky path because it totally feels right. But if I think about it, it's kind of stupid. I mean, it's like saying no to potential money to do something that gives me more freedom to explore and do something that has never been done before. And that feels right. So there I really belong in that space. Or I feel I belong in that space. So what I'm doing is to give people the tools to navigate towards their authenticity and connect with people from that space. And also for then organizations to be able to, and we're working with data, working with data on values, emotion and worldviews. So when we can draw that data out and then visualize it, we can see why people don't feel a sense of belonging. And that's probably because there's a misalignment, either values or the worldview. And that affects how we kind of radiate, if you're allowed to talk about kind of the energy field. And that is what is giving us this feeling between people, and like the feeling if you belong or not belong. So we can actually work with this quite systematically. I cannot fix it with a tool, but I can give you kind of the language to talk about it, and then you can find a way to bridge the gap.
Great. Yeah, and yeah, we're getting into a topic that I wanted to get into, which is... Okay, so a little bit of a cliffhanger ending, because part two is all about how we go about living a more authentic lives, and what does that mean both to Christine, and how does she live that on a day-to-day basis. She even talks about being authentic with her kids, and how she uses many of the tools that she uses with her clients. She actually uses it to help her children better understand both their values and how to navigate through them. So this is the end of part one, and I really hope that you enjoy the conversation. I thoroughly did, not just being there with Christine, but the many times I had to listen to this to edit it. And so I'm just really happy to be back and bring you this great episode. And so thank you very much. And don't forget to create belonging for yourself and for others. Bye. Mm-hmm.